knocking the cover off Apple.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Steve Jobs is working his magic at Apple. Business is exploding. iPods are everywhere. The iPhone is catching on. Nearly 1.5 million have been sold since it was introduced this summer. Let's not forget Mac computers. In the latest quarter, record Mac sales. The bottom line, Apple's third quarter profit jumped 67%. That was wildly ahead of expectations. And the company is feeling upbeat about holiday sales. Shares in Apple are up more than 5% in European trading. The stock has more than doubled this year. Technology was the story for Wall Street yesterday. The Nasdaq jumped 1%, gaining 28 points to 2,753. For the Dow, a gain of 44 to 13,566. The Nasdaq, or rather the S&P, picked up 5 points to 1,506. Markets in Asia were up overnight, and the major stock markets in Europe are trading higher this morning. The country's oldest stock exchange is the Philadelphia, and it's up for sale. Beginning today, bids will be accepted. Alisa Roth has more.
The New York Stock Exchange, the Nasdaq, and a group of companies led by Goldman Sachs are all said to be interested in the Philadelphia Exchange. Price tags around $600 million. Philly's CEO says he's open to all kinds of offers, including selling the exchange, finding a partner, or going public. Michael Henry is an expert on exchanges at consulting firm Accenture. He says consolidation is the name of the game in the exchange business these days.
In the future, there are going to be three or four large exchange groups. They're going to be global. They're going to have multiple products. And they're going to have enormous economies of scale on their technology because they're so big.
He says as exchanges grow, they look for ways to expand their services. He says they'll start offering multiple products like derivatives as well as data and technology business. He says the Philadelphia Exchange has a thriving options business, which will probably be very attractive to a prospective buyer. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Maybe your air travel has taken you to New York's Kennedy Airport recently. Likely you were delayed. Kennedy is among the worst airports in the nation for delays. They've doubled in the past year. Today the FAA begins two-day meetings with the airlines to explore ways of fixing the problem. Jeremy Hobson reports.
Airlines usually aren't allowed to talk to each other directly to work out schedules because of antitrust issues. The government doesn't want to cut flights unilaterally out of fear that consumers will have to compete for fewer seats and prices will go up. And airlines are hesitant to make voluntary cutbacks at JFK, says Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly.
Unlike a lot of other airports, you don't have one or two airlines that really dominate the place.
So he says if one airline cuts a flight to ease delays, another could easily jump into the open slot. If cuts are agreed on this week, they wouldn't go into effect until next year. But Kaplan says,
this is a short-term fix. It's a necessary one because the situation at Kennedy just can't go on as it is. I mean, you just can't have an airport where the plane pushes back from the gate and you can regularly expect to wait an hour to take off.
He says in the long term, an upgraded radar system will help deal with increasing demand. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
German law has protected Volkswagen from a takeover. And today, that 47-year-old law was overturned by the highest court for the European Union. And now VW may find itself the target of luxury car maker Porsche. Porsche already owns about 31% of VW. VW stock has more than doubled this year on the bet Porsche would pursue a takeover.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. By Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
The chill of autumn air can take the fun out of dining outdoors, unless you use an outdoor warming lamp. In Germany, they're called heat mushrooms because of their shape. But as Brett Neely reports from Berlin, global warming may soon make those mushrooms an endangered species.
It's a typical fall night around Berlin's uber-trendy Hackischer Markt. Hundreds of people sit outside, eating, drinking, and smoking, all under the toasty glow of dozens of gas-powered heat lamps. There are even neon-lit faux palm trees. But come January 1st, Berlin's alfresco diners could be forced to come in from the cold.
Life is hard. We don't live in the south. We live in the north.
Felicitas Kubala is a Green Party member of Berlin's parliament. She's proposed a bill that would ban what German newspapers have taken to calling killer mushrooms from the city's sidewalk cafes. It turns out that each heater can release as much CO2 as a small car. Multiply that by 5,000 or so heaters in Berlin, and you can see the problem.
You can't say you're cutting your CO2 with fewer cars and power plants, and then on the other hand say we'll emit more CO2 because we're putting gas heaters everywhere.
If approved, the ban would take effect January 1st, the same day tough new citywide anti-smoking laws kick in. Berliners might have to go cold turkey twice. No more smoking indoors, and no more warm refuge outdoors. Restaurant owner Sonia Jaraki has a cafe with a large outdoor patio.
I believe they're going to kill the restaurant business. First with the smoking ban, then with the heat lamps, then all of us can just close up.
But smoking bans haven't killed the restaurant business in many other cities. And Jaroki's fellow Germans may be made of sterner stuff than she gives them credit for. A few tables away, one of her guests is having a drink and smoking a cigarette under a gas heater.
For me, I don't care. I'll go outside when it's minus 20 and smoke a cigarette because I enjoy it.
And he thinks other Berliners won't have a problem either.
Germans are relatively law-abiding. They'll figure out a way to adjust.
Some restaurants already have adjusted. They offer blankets to customers who want to sit outside in the cold. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.